I think it was when I was 8 or 9 years of age that I joined the local parish altar servers in the Northside parish of Ballymun in Dublin. Even back then, when I was so young, I was very much impressed by the priests in the parish. They were very much at the heart of the community. And even back then, when I was so young, I remember asking myself the question, I wonder, will I become a priest when I grow up? And that seed of vocation stayed with me and began to grow in my life. So much so that by the time the Leaving Cert year came, I was strongly thinking about joining the priesthood. But I remember even at that stage having doubts and worries and fears. And questions came to my mind. Who was I to think I was worthy to become a priest? Did I have the gifts and talents necessary to be a good priest? I wanted to get married and have a family and have a career. And so with all these doubts in my mind, I put the idea to one side and I decided to apply to Kevin Street College of Technology to study electronics. But I remember being in Kevin Street College of Technology studying electronics, and especially in my second year, when the idea of priesthood came back once again, but much more strongly this time. And I decided I better do something about it. So I got in touch with the vocations director, the priest who journeys with those who are discerning a vocation to priesthood. And I journeyed with him for the next number of months, looking at my gifts and talents, before deciding to apply for formation in Clonliffe College at the time. And the rest, they say, is history. But I was still only 19 when I entered the seminary. At that age, I still did not appreciate the beauty, the giftedness, and the sacredness of the gift of priesthood. My understanding of priesthood grows continuously, and it has grown over the years. And this growth has really been helped by the organization known as St. Joseph Young Priest Society. It was in the seminary that I got to know members of St. Joseph's as they came in to visit and to support us, especially around Christmas time. And I got to know that St. Joseph's support priests, but most importantly, vocations, and support seminarians both financially and spiritually. Their love of me and what I was standing for, but most importantly, the love of what I was giving my life for, and their love of the Eucharist, inspired me and transfigured or changed my understanding of priesthood and gave me a glimpse of the sacredness of what it means to be a priest. And I'm deeply grateful to members of St. Joseph Young Priest Society for all their support and encouragement to me on my journey to priesthood and as a priest. And as 15 years of priesthood has taught me, it has taught me that the power of the priesthood is a wonderful power, a gift from God. As a priest, I've had the privilege of journeying with people from the very beginning of life and the celebration of baptism, right to the very end, and journeying with those who are dying. As a priest, I have the privilege of being with people at the most crucial and vital moments of life, times of joy and happiness, times of sadness and sorrow. As a priest, I stand in the person of Christ, and I witness to the fact that God lives, that God is with us, and that God will never abandon us. The priesthood has the power to transform even the most difficult moments of people's lives through the grace of God. It is always wonderful as a priest to see young and not so young people thinking about a vocation to priesthood and religious life. In my role as vocations director for the Dublin Archdiocese, I have the privilege of journeying with those who think they may have a vocation to priesthood and help them to discern whether or not God is calling them to this way of life or not. And I'm so impressed by the quality of the men who are giving themselves to priesthood in Ireland and who are studying for the priesthood today. They are men of courage. They are men of faith. They are men imbued with the quality that Christ looked for at the Last Supper when he washed the feet of his disciples. That is the quality of service. They deserve our prayers and our support. And I ask you to keep our seminarians in your prayers. I ask you also to redouble your efforts to pray for vocations, that the Lord will send new workers for the harvest. But wherever you are this morning, wherever you find yourself, whatever the circumstances of your own personal life, Christ asks you to trust him, to take a leap of faith in him, to trust that he is with you in the circumstances of your life, and he has the power to transform the circumstances of your life. He wants you to experience today his healing and his peace. He wants you to experience today the glory that he revealed on the Mount of Tabor. Today you are beloved in God's eyes. God loves you, and God's favor rests upon you, and he wants to hear your story.